Welcome to IDP Nation, and this is IDP Nation Update. The Young and the Rest. As we all know, Chase Young, the news broke. Well, not actually broke, but come out a few days ago that he's been placed on the PUP list. He's going to miss at least the first four games. If you will remember back, he tore his ACL and MCL back on November the 14th against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, went under reconstructive surgery, and has had a lengthy recovery time. He's done well. As we all know, these things can be a little tricky when trying to recover from them, but he's done pretty well. But with the deadline of 80 players being cut down on Tuesday, the Commanders had a few decisions to make. He wasn't quite ready yet, so their decision to place him on the PUP list helped them in a number of ways, helped them get below 80, and also gives him some more time to recover from his injury. Excuse me, I'm still getting over COVID a little bit here. So what does this mean for fantasy managers? It's interesting, right? What do you do with Chase Young? Do you buy? Do you sell? Do you hold? I mean, what are you doing here? I think for now you have to hold. If you have him on your roster, you have to hold because I don't think you're going to get true value for him, and you likely invested a lot to get him, either A, draft capital when he came out of college, or B, you traded a pretty good amount to get him, right? So you're not just going to give him up for anything. You know, his rookie year, he looked the part, right? Everything that Chase Young did led you to believe he's going to be the guy for a long time, right? And that was in 2020. You know, he won Defensive Rookie of the Year. He was a Pro Bowler, played 15 games, 44 tackles, 32 solos, 10 TFLs, 12 quarterback hits, 7.5 sacks, 4 forced fumbles, 3 recoveries, returned 1 for a touchdown, and had 4 pass deflections. So everything looked golden. Last year, he only played 9 games. Now, granted, he got hurt. But before then, he wasn't playing up to the Chase Young that we saw as a rookie. So through the first 9 games, he only had 26 tackles, 15 were solos, only 3 TFLs, only 4 quarterback hits, 1.5 sacks, 2 forced fumbles, 2 pass deflections. So the tackle numbers appeared to be there, but his pass rush and disruptive plays, his tackle for losses, his sacks, quarterback hits, you know, everything was down. So that was a little concerning, especially for me. And then the injury on top of it compounds the things, right? So, like I said, right now you're probably not getting anywhere near the value because every fantasy manager that's interested in him, they're going to try to lowball you, right? They're going to lowball you. They're going to say, well, he's hurt and he wasn't productive, all this, which is true because if you look at the numbers, they can back that up, right? Sacks way down, TFLs are way down, all that stuff. I will tell you this. I traded him in 2 leagues last year before the season started, and I got first-round picks in both leagues for him. Come out looking like a rose, right? Or smelling like a rose. To have that, I just thought his value was so high as a rookie, coming off that Rookie of the Year campaign, Pro Bowl, everybody hyped up, the next generational pass rusher, all this. I thought it was the right time to sell, and I had a couple offers that I just couldn't refuse, and they included first-round picks. Like I said, you're not going to get that now. There's no way. With the injuries and the down and his production being down, you're just not going to get that. If you trade him, I would suggest packaging him together with some other players, putting in a big package deal to try to recoup some of that value, because you're not going to recoup it all. But you can recoup some of it, you know, making package deals. If you're trying to do one-on-one stuff, you're just not going to get it. It's just not going to happen right now, especially with him missing the first four games of the season. And then you got to think, you know, he's been out since November. There's going to be a little rest there, probably another game or two working the rest off, right? So that's six games. That's half of your fantasy season. I mean, you're playing 13, 14 games regular season. You're missing six, you know, possibly four at the very least. Let's stick with the four. That's a third of your season right there. So unless you have some good depth, you're hurting, right? So, like I said, you're not going to get value. So looking at ESPN, based on their depth charts, right now they have James Smith Williams as penciled in as the starter, and Casey Tuhill and Shaka Toney as the other two. None of the three stand out, right? None of those three are anybody that I'm looking to grab. You know, they're not Chase Young. They're just not. You know, James Smith Williams, 14 games, six starts last year, 30 tackles, 11 solos, four TFLs, five QB hits, 2.5 sacks, and a pass deflection. He did okay, right, as a backup. He's probably, you know, heading into his third year. They've got him penciled in as the starter, or the young. But that's not somebody I'm after, you know? He's not, and most of us probably didn't even know who he was until today, or when the news broke. Casey Tuhill, same thing, right? Bounced around his first year, rookie year, Philadelphia, Washington. Last year he's in Washington, 16 games, six starts as well, 27 tackles, 16 for a loss, one TFL, six QB hits, one sack, one pass deflection. Again, not eye-popping numbers, nothing that makes me want to say, oh, I got to go get this guy. This is going to be the next guy. He's just a guy. He's just a body filler that they're trying to use until they can get Chase Young back. Shaka Toney was a rookie last year who come out of Penn State. I do like this kid. Played 10 games last year, started one for him, eight tackles, two solos, one for a loss, three quarterback hits, 1.5 sacks. So very limited reps for him. Only played 118 defensive snaps, which was only 19% of the team's total on the season. But he did do some things, you know, the 1.5 sacks. So being a youngster, I guess if you're in a super, super deep league, he might be a guy that I would look at. But, again, he's not going to come in and be that Chase Young guy. So in-house candidates, they don't have a whole lot, right? Montez Sweat is the guy. I really like Montez Sweat. If you followed me, you know that I liked him coming out of college. But I think it's going to be a little hard on him without Young manning the opposite side, right? They're the dynamic duo. Excuse me. They're the dynamic duo. So they play off each other. With Sweat having to kind of carry the load here, I think it's going to be a little bit rough on him the first few weeks. But if Chase Young can come back and be the Chase Young we saw in 2020 as a rookie, then I like what Sweat's value is. I like Young's value as well. I would, you know, like I said, if you're trying to trade him away, you're just not going to get the value. You're going to have to put him in a package deal to where you can try to recoup some of your value or whatever. So in that instance, I think you're holding, right? To me, I'm just not going to give away a player with potential. I know he was hurt. you know, last year, still kind of hurt this year. The production was down, but heading into year three, I'm willing to wait for him to get healthy, come back and see what he's doing, see how he responds off the injury. Is he the Chase Young of old? Then fine, I'm good. I can move forward with that. If you're looking to buy, right now is the best time. For all the reasons that I said, don't sell, this is the best. Those are the best reasons to buy, right? He's missing time. Missed, what, 7 games last year, 8 games last year. He's missing the first 4 this year. His production was down last year. You know, you're going to use all those to your advantage when trying to acquire him. Now, it depends on what that fantasy manager has as depth at defensive end, how they feel about Young. Like I said, I traded him for a first, but you're not going to get a first for him. I think realistically a third round pick, if you're trying to trade straight up, I think a third round pick for Chase Young is, I think that's fair. Are you losing a little bit? Probably. Are you getting him cheap if you're trying to acquire him? I think so. But I think that is fair market value right now, third round pick. Now, if you're willing to hold on and see how he does when he comes back, obviously things can change. But as the current state right now with him being injured, missing 4 weeks, I think a third round pick is fair value for him. Go check your waiver wire. See what's out there. You know, if you're in super deep leagues, there's probably not a lot out there, right? You're probably looking at making a trade or something like that. But you never know. I mean, we've done a number of one-on-ones, and you'd be surprised at some of the players that's out there on waivers. You know, I think a player like a Derek Barnett, while not the best, you can find him on waivers, right? I think he's a good pickup till Young gets back. He can give you some sacks. So players like that. Young is just – you're just going to have to wait and see, I think. I don't think you're – if you're trying to rush and trade him now, you're just messing up, I do believe. So be patient, right? Check your waiver wire, stash him on IR. It's not going to cost you nothing to stash him on IR, right? Don't worry about Casey Toolhill or James Smith Williams. Really don't even worry about Shaka Toney unless you're in a super, super deep league where the rosters are just enormous. Now you're starting to look for some of these players, but I think of those three, the upside's with Shaka Toney, I think. So not going to be a starter for you or anything like that. Excuse me, but could be somebody worth taking a flyer on in case Young doesn't come back for whatever reason. Maybe Toney gets a look. You know, he's young, did okay in a small sample size, 118, 19 snaps, and he had a sack and a half and some tackles. So, you know, it's worth a flyer, but again, not anybody that I'm looking to go out and aggressively pick up. Unfortunate about Chase Young. I was hoping, along with everybody else, that he would be ready for the start of the season. Sometimes these injuries just don't happen, right? I mean, this injury was pretty rough. The MCL and the ACL, it's taken him a little time to rehab. I mean, he's doing all the right things. He's been in the facility, getting treatment and all that stuff, and sometimes it just takes players a little longer. So just stash him on your IR and then revisit this, you know, when he comes off of the injured reserve or off the PUP list, revisit this, see where he's at, see how he's doing, and then go from there. Don't be hasty and try to rush this, because I think he is a top defensive end in the league. I don't know that he's D-end one tier right now. His rookie year looked like he was headed that way, but I think he's better valued as a DN2, even with the injury. I think if you can get him or play him as your defensive end two, there's more value. There's more meat on the bone. There's more value there for you. You're not asking him to carry your fantasy teams as that lead pass rusher. So if you've got the, you know, Danielle Hunters or Miles Garrett's or Joey Bosa's and people like that as your D1, if you've got some depth, I think him as your D2 or even a D3, which is kind of crazy to think, but I think if you're in that D2, back half D2, early D3, I think the value is great there for you. Just put him on your injured reserve, wait for him to come off and see where he goes, and make the decision from there. Forget these other guys, like I said a minute ago. James Smith Williams is nothing. Casey Tuhill's nothing. Shaka Tony in a super deep league, I might throw a dart at, you know, at the dartboard and say, hey, as a flyer in a super deep league, dynasty league. But redrafts, I'm not touching any of those guys because they're just not going to help you. So with that, I kind of think that's where you're at. You're in a holding pattern, right? You're holding on to Chase Young. It's, like I said, cost you absolutely nothing to stick him on your IR and wait and see how he returns from injury and what happens from there. And like I said, once he comes back from injury and you see how he's performing and how that knee's holding up or whatever, if you're still wanting to move him, you got a little better idea of his value because he's on the field or whatever. And that's kind of that. I mean, check your waiver wire, see who you got. If you got any questions about maybe some guys on your waiver wire or who to trade for, or if you're even trying to trade him or trade for him, please reach out to us. We're always glad to help. And good luck. Unfortunate that he's going to miss the first four games. I don't see it being anything serious. I think four games to where we're at, but expect a little rest when he does come back in games five and six. So with that said, it happens. We see injuries happen all the time. Stashing away on the IR and see what happens, and we'll go from there. Thanks for listening. We're going to try to do more of these little updates, something new that we're trying to look out to try to do. Not a lot of time in them, right? Just a quick breakdown of the situations, the player, maybe some backups and stuff like that. Let us know if you like these. Please subscribe, rate, and review wherever you listen to podcasts. Check us out at IDP Nation. You can go over there and review. Give us a review there and help us out with all that. And we will keep you updated on anything, on any new news on the situation. So good luck to your fantasy teams. The season is a week away here or so. And good luck.